Why won't my puppy obey me? I know he loves me, but he still chews on my shoes and digs up the garden.
Uh-oh. Training a new puppy takes a lot of patience. Have you ever had to train a new puppy? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Remember, even though your new puppy loves you, he still probably likes to chew on people's shoes and make a mess in the yard. You know, we're like that when it comes to God sometimes. Even when we're not trying to disappoint God, it's really easy to go astray. But did you know that one of the best ways to show God that we love him is to simply obey him? Jesus said it best in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15. He said, "If you love me, keep my commands." Our story today is called Puppy Love. Aurora's new puppy wriggled in her arms. "I'll call him Duke," she announced. "Duke has a lot to learn," said Dad. "You'll need to train him by rewarding him when he's good and disciplining him when he's bad." Aurora laughed as Duke licked her face. "He won't be bad. I'll love him so much that he'll want to be good. You'll see, Duke will be the best dog in the whole world." But Duke was not a good puppy. He dug up the flower bed and chewed on shoes. He didn't come when he was called. Aurora scolded and disciplined, but Duke went right on getting into trouble. "When I scold Duke, he acts like he's sorry," Aurora said one day. "So then I pet him and hug him, but he turns around and does the same bad things all over again. Can't he see how much I love him? Why does he keep on being bad?" "Sometimes it takes a long time to train a puppy," Dad said. "I'm sure Duke will learn eventually. But you know what? You and I have a lot in common with Duke."
"What do you mean?" asked Aurora.
"When you got Duke, you said you were going to love him so much that he'd want to be good for you. Remember? Instead, he gets into a lot of trouble, and we're often that way with God. He loves us so much that he sent Jesus to save us by dying for our sins, and he's teaching us to obey him as his children, yet we still go our own way and do things we know we shouldn't do." "So we have to learn to obey God, just like Duke needs to learn to obey me?" asked Aurora. "Right," said Dad. "Even though we still sin and make mistakes, God is patient with us and always forgives us. He corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to obey him and show his love to others." Aurora picked up her squirming puppy and looked him in the eye. "Don't worry, Duke. I still love you, and I'll help you learn to obey me, and you'll help me remember how much God loves me." So how about you? Are you an obedient child of God? He loves you so much and wants only the best for you. He sent his son to die for you so you could become his child. Do you love him? Then obey him as your heavenly father. Trust him to help you live in a way that shows his love to others. And when you mess up, confess your sin to him. He'll forgive you and patiently teach you to do things his way instead of your own. Our key verse, once again from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15.
"If you love me, keep my commandments."
And our key thought for today, God teaches us to obey.
Hey, Zach, how do I know if I really believe in Jesus?
Now, the answer is found in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. This is how we know that we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. See, if you love Jesus, then you will want to do your best to please him. Just remember this, though. Doing good things doesn't make you a Christian. Doing good things is proof that we are Christians. I hope that helps. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.